Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Plebeians Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delfino, and joining me, as always, our very own commissioner, Ryan Fitch. Ryan, how you doing? Be honest.
Pain.
Yeah.
Suffering.
It's been a tough week, huh?
Darkness.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
You know, it's tough for you because I feel for you as my co-host, but I also am like, I feel like it's a little bit like Christmas came early for me, but honestly, I don't like seeing you down in the dumps like this.
I thought it would feel worse. It doesn't feel that bad.
It's nice to be in the BCI, isn't it? It's relaxing. No stress.
I mean, like, I have other leagues, like, you know, I have other stuff to care about, you know, it ended up not feeling that bad, you know? You just chalk it up to some bad luck.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to kind of put a positive spin on it and move on. And, you know, we really have many people to thank for putting you there, but one of them is joining us on the pod tonight. It's Austin Suzik. How you doing?
I'm good. Super happy to be here. Highlight of my season, of course.
Was it the first time you beat me or the second time you beat me?
This is the second time.
Yeah, I know.
You owe two of your losses to me. Yeah. I'm Mr. Spoiler.
You only went over 100 like five times, twice ago. That's fun! It's a fun game we play.
It is rather amazing, though, honestly. I mean, two times. And now, you know, Ryan, you're in the BCI with us. I bet now you're much more interested in the BCI than you have been in previous years, huh?
That's where all the good games are, Nick.
That's what I've always been saying.
The playoffs is not
interesting. Is this your first BCI appearance?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Ryan's in the playoff every year. That's why this is a momentous occasion. Yeah.
I don't try to slum it down here very often, but when I do, I'm going to make it fun.
Yeah. Welcome to the game within the game. You can finally learn what happens in the BCI for real.
Where the real games happen.
It's where the real games are. That's what I always say. But also, you know, we're not here to just, you know, talk about Ryan's end of season. I'm sure we're going to get there later. Let's talk about your season a little bit. You know, you've had some ups and downs. I think mostly downs.
Yeah, little ups to bookend it, but it's just a lot of down in the middle.
It's tough because you got a really strong team, I feel like, on paper, but never really materialized.
Yeah, and it's usually how my season goes. Like, I'll start out pretty good, and then it just goes downhill. It's almost like the draft is total luck, but then trading takes actual skill, and I'm bad at that. So I just declined throughout the season.
You didn't make any trades, right?
No, I was offered a couple, but my advisor told me to turn them down, so I did.
Do you mind saying what some of the trades were, if you remember what they were, and would you still turn them down? Were they that bad? In hindsight,
the only one I remember was Almog wanted Stafford for, I think, some running back I hadn't heard of.
Yeah, that one ended up bad. You probably should have taken that one, actually. But
yeah, and I never did play Stafford.
Yeah.
And I still have like $90 of money because I was afraid to spend it. Now nothing to spend it on.
That is what happens, you know. People are just a little too tight with the budgets, you know. But
I think it's hard to know. I don't think there was an obvious person to bid on this whole season. Like, I don't think there's ever an occasion where it was like, oh wow, everyone pile in. It was never really like that.
The blow your old player never came up. So
well, I think it was. I really think in hindsight it was Christian Watson on Green Bay. I think that was the player.
I didn't. Yeah. Well. In hindsight, yes, but I didn't think he was a blowing load guy, you know? Turns out I was wrong. I should have been blowing loads.
Yeah, I would look at the waivers every week, but, you know, everyone on waivers was always way below the people on my bench, projections-wise.
The waivers are trash. I feel like there also weren't a lot of... Well, I think what's tough, too, is I feel like now with where we are in the meta, like, people already take secondaries for, like, high-profile players on their bench. Mm-hmm. Either as a hedge or, you know, you're just taking them on your team if you don't have that primary player. And I think that makes it more difficult because I think that's normally what you're looking for, right? It's like, oh, the second string for McCaffrey is now you know, high priority, and you bid on that. But you can't. That hasn't happened this year because someone already had him. You know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because the secondary just ends up being more valuable than like the guy who's splitting time, and you know, even if the other guy gets hurt, he's still gonna split time, and even when he's out on the field, he's dog shit. So it's like, well, I might as well just hold the guy and hope for an injury or something.
Yeah, no, literally. I mean, yeah, that was my strategy. It didn't pay off, but you know, if it does pay off for you, it's great.
Worked for me, you know. When Rashad Penny got hurt, I was like, oh, I had Ken Walker. That worked for a while. Yeah,
it's not bad.
Pretty happy that my auto draft gave me both the LA QBs. What are the odds of that?
Did you actually not do that? You didn't like schedule that at all?
No, I didn't do anything. Because I was going to draft for real, and then I missed it because I was in the zone.
Oh, that's pretty fair. Yeah. Deep in the space station.
That is probably just kind of miraculous. And I'd say overall, two good QBs. Two is a very solid draft pick. I don't know if Herbert's been as good as we would have all hoped.
He's been fine.
Yeah. Picked up towards the end of the season, I think. Mm-hmm. Doesn't help you now, but might help you in the BCI, I guess.
I have a good chance of, you know, not losing. You're getting out of the BCI early. That's all I can hope for. You know, I like to think I represent the everyman in the league, and one of these years it might be nice to win, but all I can ask for is get out of the BCI.
Yeah.
And you might be talking to your opponent right now. But we'll see.
That's true.
Me or you?
Oh, I can't pick him because he's a top four seed in the BCI.
Oh, all right. Scary.
I pick him?
Well, you get last pick, so you just get who didn't get picked, which I'll reveal to you later.
I was going
to
say, Ryan's going to bring this all down, I'm sure, in a little bit, and I can't wait. Yeah. And now that Ryan's so invested, he's really going to pay a majority of the time on the BCI and none on the playoffs at all. We're just going to run through those.
What's the playoffs? I don't know.
Exactly. So it's the BCI all the way down. all right. Well, before we can get there, we have to do the finale of Fantasy Feud Jeopardy Edition. I can't believe we're here. It's been a long game, a long journey. But we made it, folks. We did it. So, Oz, I'm sure you've been listening to the pod every week. I'm sure you know that Ryan has brought it back, and it is now pretty tight. The guests are at 3,300 to Ryan's 2,400. There are only three questions remaining on the board, two of which are for 800, one of which is for 600. There's also a new category with one 600 question. It's called movie title references. So that'll be your kind of question that you're playing for.
Yeah, I think this will be a good finish.
How do you feel about...
The guest owes everything to Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's the only person who gave us significant points.
Wow. Yeah, I was shocked, honestly.
Blow it. Yeah, I did not expect Joe to be a huge trivia guy, but
I'm not surprised, but I'm a little surprised. You know what I'd say? That's kind of what I would say about it. Austin, you know the rules. Guest gets to go first. You want to say answer first, and then, you know, I'll choose you, and you get to say the answer.
Do we have to wait for you to finish saying the question?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Great. I'm on my phone, so I don't see the...
Your options are mushrooms for 800, mythological creatures for 800, and movie title references for 600. And we're going to go over all three of them, so it doesn't really matter where you start.
Yeah, tough pitch.
But it might matter, though, because if Ryan gets it, then he gets the board, so...
Yeah, but then I only have the same two to pick from.
That's true. But still, you know, you don't want to get off your game. You know, you have all the power right now.
True. I don't want to give up this board control early.
All right. Well, I don't even like mushrooms, so let's get that out of the way. Start with that.
Okay. Mushrooms for 800. These large, dark, edible mushrooms of Asia take their name from the Japanese for oak mushroom.
Answer.
Ryan with the answer.
Was shiitake?
That is correct. That's going to give Ryan 800 points.
I actually crushed the mushroom 32. Let's fucking go.
Ryan is now at 3,200. Yeah. So.
Nice.
All right. Let's do mythological creatures. I do not feel good about that one. So.
Okay. Everyone get ready. At the end of its life cycle, this mythical bird builds a nest of aromatic twigs that it then ignites.
Answer.
Ooh, wow.
I think I was slightly ahead, but that's just me.
I'll be honest, guys, that was incredibly close. indiscernibly close, you could say. I really don't. I don't know how to tie break this. I
think I won it.
Austin, do you think Ryan won it? Do you think you won it?
Well, I have a lot of lag, I think, so I That's heard true. Myself say it like 2 seconds before. I think it's up to you, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You know, Austin makes up a good point about the lag.
Oh, yeah?
The fact that I heard it roughly the same time, I think it would mean Austin is probably technically faster, right? Austin, yeah. I don't know math very well, but... Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, I got a solution for you. What if we split it? 400, 400, we both send you the answer, and we kind of treat it like a Final Jeopardy almost in that case.
Oh, I like that a lot. I like that. Austin, do you agree to those terms? Is that fair to you?
Yeah, that's fair.
I think we're
okay, so you can both earn 400. Is that what you're agreeing to if you get it right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you get it wrong,
lose.
Do you lose
400? Lose 400.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I like that. Send me the answers. I can reread the question too if you need it.
If you need him to reread the question, you don't know the answer.
All right, Ryan is locked in an answer.
Well, I got to figure out how to.
You can just say it out loud.
All right,
but my answer is Phoenix.
And that was my answer as well.
That is that you are both correct. That is the right answer. Right. You're both going to earn 400 points. It's a wash. Austin is now, guests are at 3,700. Ryan is now at 3,600. All right, 100-point difference. We're going into the final question. Also, the brand new category, movie title references. So we're going to come into movie title references at 600. Any questions, concerns from the audience?
I'm concerned that I won't get the answer.
Does it come with like a description, like normal Jeopardy does?
There's no description on this one. I'll read out one of the other questions and answers if that works, just so you have an idea of what you're playing for and against. All right, so here's the 800 for movie title references.
This was the only one I knew off the top of my head.
You don't need to answer this one, obviously, but anyway. Full movie title references 800. 1987, term for ammo fully encased in a copper alloy. Answer, Ryan.
Full Metal Jacket.
Correct. So it's going to be kind of like a description of the movie, like a description-ish of the movie, and then you're going to want to guess it.
Description of the movie title, I assume. Can you read that? Can you do the 2011 one? Because that one makes no sense to me. I don't even know.
I got to bring that one up, actually. Oh, the answer is The Help. I think that probably... would be easier if you had seen the movie and knew their names, I'm guessing. This is also from 2014.
Yeah.
And that movie's from 2011. So it's, you know, you're probably a little more top of mind.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's send it.
All right. Cool. Movie title references for 600. 2010. Implanting an idea into someone's mind during a dream state.
Answer.
Oof. I got to give that to Ryan.
What is Inception?
That is correct. It is Inception.
That one was too easy, actually.
The lag got me.
What was lag the, gotcha. The movie title one from the color of its floor tile? The nickname for Death Row?
Do you know what that is?
No clue.
Green Mile.
Yeah.
I would have never gotten that. All right, Final Jeopardy.
So this is kind of interesting. We're going to Final Jeopardy. The guest has 3,700. Ryan has 4,200.
Yep.
You know, as we know, you can bet up to 500 here. Austin needs the 500 to tie, at least. Ryan needs to get this question right to win. So,
well, we could make it interesting since it's the last one. Make it an actual Final Jeopardy. You can bet up to your score.
That's putting the whole game on your shoulders, Austin.
I mean, Ryan, it's up to you, man.
I kind of like the mind games I can play here.
So you want to be able to bet at all? You want to be able to bet?
I don't want to be able to bet at all.
So you want the 500 limit?
Yeah. I think there's some mind games I can play here.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Austin. I love the idea. Maybe next season I'll pull it in. I think that's kind of fun.
Austin, I would agree to it, but Nick fucks me in these final jeopardies every single week, so I can't trust
him. I don't think that's true. I think as you look back on it, you'll probably be like, you know what? That was pretty fair and balanced.
Yeah, I realize I only got fucked on like 50%, 60%.
Yeah, that seems reasonable, though. I mean, you're here every week.
And I expect to get fucked right now, so let's give the category.
This one, in my opinion, very, very neutral. And it's 19th century novels. So go ahead and just it's not actually that. All right, the actual category is U.S. government people. That is the category.
Oh my.
So everyone remembers their civics class, right? Everybody.
Yeah, but it's also like 10 years ago.
10 years ago? Yeah, you'd never forget that though. We love that stuff. All right, we got one bet locked in from the guest.
He already.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, he doesn't have much of an option. No, I'm the one with
options. Do I have an option? Yeah.
No, well, I have
options. You can bet below 500. I mean, if you want it, like you can. That's really that's your option. But then you're gambling on Ryan. You know, I don't even know what you're getting. You need to at least bet one, and then you need to hope Ryan bets 500 to get it wrong.
What is the category again? U.S. government person.
19th century novel. No, it's U.S. government people. U.S. stands for United States.
Yeah. I'll bet 69. That's fun.
Oh, you can't spoil it. But yeah, okay. Ryan did bet 69. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we got the bets locked in. So we're going to go to the question. The question is, a committee chaired by the official in this job released the influential 1964 report, Smoking and Health. I'm going to repeat it again. A committee chaired by this by the official in this job released the influential 1964 report, Smoking and Health.
So the committee.
Is the answer a role?
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that. Am I looking for? Is the answer like the organization or the role, the name of the role?
It's
or the
name
person.
Of the role.
Okay.
Name of the role. A committee chaired by the official in this job.
Okay.
Yeah. A committee chaired by the official in this job released the influential 1964 report. All right. Ryan is locked in an answer. So still don't have music for this section. You know? Just open air. Ryan, how you doing?
Good.
Alright. We got our answers locked in. We're gonna go ahead and start with the guests as always. We turn to Austin. Austin bet 500 points. And he guessed committee chaired by the official in this job released the influential 1964 report, Smoking and Health. Austin guessed FDA director. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Austin goes down 500 points. We're going to go to Ryan.
Let's go.
Ryan bet 69 points.
Surgeon
General. And he is correct. And so Ryan now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. 4,269. Nice job, Ryan.
Great. Wow.
All right, gang.
Yeah, nice.
Fair play, I think. So that's a wrap on. Yeah, that was a good close. You know what? I think that was really amazing that it actually became competitive at the end. It really turned around.
Yeah, it came
around
the final day, yeah. I really needed to push the last 2 weeks. I'm impressed with my comeback.
You probably could have coasted more than you did, I think, is probably the lesson for you there. But
yes.
I appreciate your willingness to play. And also, you know, hey, great effort out there. It was tough. It was competitive. Obviously, I think the guest comes into a disadvantage every week here because Ryan is seasoned and always learning week to week the categories. But hey, that was fun, everybody. Thank you. That's a wrap. Ryan, take us to the BCI.
All right. Well, actually, do we want to start in the playoffs or do we want to start in the BCI?
Well, no, we're just going to do the BCI and then wrap up the pod.
Okay.
We'll do the playoffs first.
No, fine, we'll do the playoffs fine. Last. We'll do the playoffs last.
Fine. Yeah.
All right. So last week, the pick segment. Nick, you had a great week. You went 5-2. Nicole also went 5-2. But nice. I went 6-1, and I picked up another game on you, Nick.
That's unbelievable and very upsetting.
Oh, well, you did pick Joe, so.
Unbelievable.
All right, so it is my pick for BCI opponent. And I thought long and hard about this. You know, I was looking at Joe, and I was looking at Richard. I thought, man, both these teams are fucking dog shit. And, you know, they're probably with the two of the reasons I didn't make the playoffs, because people were just racking up bad wins against them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You weren't looking at Kevin?
No, not really. And this is all lies, because as soon as I got into the BCI, I knew exactly what I was going to pick. I'm picking Nick. It's not the easiest matchup, but it's a matchup I want. So.
Wow. Unbelievable. Perfect. I love the BM, man. I love it. I live for it. All the better.
So, hold on, I actually need to change the bracket so we can do the preview real quick.
That's good content. I love that.
I'm playing Lead Tasso. Submit the changes. Oh fuck! I have to submit all the changes. All right. So I'll just name who's playing who then. And then Peter got second pick. He obviously picked Joe. So Joe is playing.
It's a repeat of this past week. That's fun.
Yeah. Yep. Another barn burner by them. my mom got the next pick, and she is playing Richard.
Nice, good choice. Wow, Richard's team just died this week. Oh my god.
Yeah, Richard's team's terrible. And then, awesome. That means you get to play, Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty scary. I don't know if I beat him last time.
That's saying something, because he.
Austin, I feel good about your odds. I feel good about him. I'll be honest with you.
Which name is Kevin's team?
Oh, Peak Performance.
There you go.
How could you forget?
All right. Me versus Nick, the first matchup of the BCI. I'm currently projected for 105.9. Nick projected for 93.9. This is a rematch of the week 2 matchup where I scored 162.48, the highest score of the season, and Nick scored 137.72 and lost.
Yeah. That was really the inflection point for my season.
Yeah. Nick, you'll get David Montgomery back this week, so, you know, a little extra points there. You might get your Kobe Myers back. We'll see. You might not have to play two tight ends.
I got Sam Darnold back. That's huge.
Yeah, I
did. Never left, but he's also still here.
Yeah. We'll see if I have Kenneth Walker. Actually, I don't think I will, but.
I can't believe you're going to send me deeper into the BCI like this. You monster.
I mean, I don't know if I'll send you deeper. My team's been falling apart. I don't know if you've noticed. I'm going to pick myself, of course.
I mean, I'm also going to pick myself, but I'm pretty sure Josh Allen is going to rack up a ton of points in Miami, so we'll see.
I'm going to pick Nick, of course.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Thank you. All right. Peter versus Joe.
Peter.
Hold on. Yeah. Did I preview?
Sorry, go ahead.
They've played twice this season. Joe won week 1, 77-57. Peter won week 14, 106-69.
Nice.
Peter's currently projected for 106, and Joe's projected for 98. Very high projection for Joe.
Shockingly high for Joe, yeah. I think that's safe to say.
His team's at full strength for, you know, the first time in a while. I'm not, that doesn't say much, but it is at full strength. Does anyone want to pick Joe?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass. Sorry, Joe. Yeah.
I'll pick Peter as well. All right, Richard versus my mom. They rematch of week 13 where my mom won 112-96. Richard's lost, I think, 9 in a row now.
Wow. Unbelievable.
He'll need a new quarterback. So that'll up his projections a little bit. He'll probably play Jared Goff. That's a decent one. And my mom will get Jonathan Taylor back, raising her projections a good amount as well. I'm guessing 11 in a row here. Does anyone want to pick Richard?
Also going to pass.
Yeah, I feel like this is the longest losing streak I think we've ever had. So I want to see it continue.
It's got to be up there. It's got to be up there.
I
want to
see it continue. Wow. Yeah, record's a record, you know? Put it on the board.
Perfect. All right. Kevin versus Austin. A rematch of week 4 where Austin, you won 142 to 105.
Oh, okay.
Nice job. Austin will be without Deebo Samuel this week.
It's okay. He's kind of bad.
Okay. That is fair.
They have too many good people on that team, so he doesn't get a lot of passes.
That's true. Kevin's team should be a little bit better right now. He's got a lot of three-point projections in his team right now, which is not typically what you want. So I think he'll get some better players in there. It's currently 100. Austin's predicted for 100. Kevin's predicted for a cool 80.
Yeah, I'm picking Austin.
Great.
Yep. Yeah, I'll pick Austin.
I think Austin's a great combo of Jefferson, Herbert, and Sanders. I think that's a really strong, strong trio there.
It is strong.
All right.
All right. Austin's picking himself as well. And we move on to the playoffs. I don't think there's a lot of drama on who's going to pick who here. Let's see. Melissa was the 3 seed. Not really. Melissa was the 3 seed. Some of the luckiest teams in these playoffs. Well, Melissa's got to be up there with one of them. She put up 50 this past week. Or not even 50.
Hey, rather be lucky than good, Ryan, you know?
That is true. But her only option really was to pick Eric, and she did indeed pick Eric. And then that means Nicole will be facing Chris. So Melissa versus Eric is a rematch of a week 11 matchup where Melissa won 103 to 84. But it's pretty much dead even in the projections right now. Melissa probably will want a new tight end. I don't know if Foster Moreau is not projected for very much. We'll see if she can grab one off the wire. And Eric's team looks to be at pretty full strength, except he won't have Lamar Jackson, most likely.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup, honestly.
No, it's not his whole team, you know?
It's a component.
It's a component. Oh, he's going double tight end.
Nick, always a good strategy. Pays dividends. I mean, not now or ever, but you know, you feel good about it. Yeah, I'm gonna pick Melissa here. I think Melissa has better matchups. I think if Eric had Lamar Jackson, this would be very different. But it's unfortunate timing for Eric.
Yeah, I'm also gonna pick Melissa. Looking at the matchups,
this is tough for me. I'd like them both to win, but I think Eric is my fellow everyman in the league. So I'd really like him to win the tournament.
That's nice. You're also both West Coast, you know, support West Coast, yep. Best Coast. So you're picking Eric officially.
Picking Eric.
Yeah.
Kind of fucked
and
up.
And I'm also like, yeah, like it is tough. My top three were Eric, Melissa, because she asked for the support of everyone when she was on the pod. And I was like, okay, I'll give you my support.
you might be the resident pod archivist, honestly. You have a
I do watch every episode.
You have a deep history of the pod. I was gonna say I've appreciated it and I'm impressed.
Albog I like because I just think he deserves it and he's never done well at fantasy.
Yeah, that's true.
But he should because he knows football.
Yeah. Albog's put in his dues, you know, over the years. I definitely agree with that. He's lost a lot. Mm-hmm. He's suffered, you know.
At this point, I'm just rooting against Chris and Sid because they've won a title before. And
yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
I'm the only two-time champion, and I want to remain the only two-time champion.
So. Oh, right. Yeah. That's a big deal for sure.
Let's preview Chris versus Nicole. A rematch of week 7 where Nicole won 92 to 81. Good job, both teams there. Chris projected for 105 currently, Nicole for only 91. Nicole will have a better running back in, so she'll be closer to 100 projections. Chris's team can get a little bit better as well. They're both going to be at pretty much full strength. It's close. It's tight. Justin Fields against Philly, you know?
Christian. I don't know. It's going to be tough.
St. Brown against the Jets. Devonta Adams against New England. That could be a tough matchup. DeAndre Hopkins against Denver. That could be a very tough matchup, actually. That's going to sting, Nicole. I think with that one, that sways me over to the Chris side. I'll pick Chris.
Wow. Yeah, this is a tough one, honestly. I think both teams have some pluses and minuses to them going into this week. I think some of them have tougher matchups. Overall, though, I like Nicole's team. I like Mahomes against Houston. I think that's going to be big points. I think Fields into Philly is going to be kind of brutal. So I'm going to go with Nicole. I also think the Patriots defense is so good that that's a huge boon.
True.
Sorry, Austin.
I would like Nicole to win as well.
You would like her to win. Could there be a Tabak final? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, of course, because Almog will get to pick his opponent next round with first pick, and he could avoid Nicole if he'd like. And honestly, he's most likely going to pick the winner of Eric versus Melissa.
Wow.
Sounds like we need to rig this game so we can make the content happen.
Yeah, I'm really just here for content, Ryan. This sounds like kind of fun content.
I'm down to rig the game against Chris. That sounds like fun.
Chris, you know what you have to do. We know you listen to the pod. Just throw. No one's going to say anything.
Yeah. If your
Everyone
lineup
knows you think Dan Jones is better than Justin Fields this week.
If Sam Darnold's in your lineup on Sunday, that'd be weird.
Well, Ryan, it's supposed to make his team worse, not better. I mean, you can't, you know, that would be. Wow, that'd be fun. Ryan, do you want to, like, preview the two teams who have bye weeks this week?
No, sitting out my grand buzz.
All right. Nice, nice. All right, well, that does conclude the pod. Went over the BCI, went over the playoffs. Pretty exciting stuff, everyone. But before we sign off, Austin, Ryan, anything you guys want to say to the fans?
Keep watching football, keep listening to the pod, and you know, if there's those random listeners are still there, hope you're doing well.
Yeah, and I'll just say, get bet, nerds. I won Jeopardy.
Ouch. Yeah. Ryan, are you ready for the run back next year? The Jeopardy run back?
When every category is 19th century authors? Yeah.
I'll do every century of I'll do, like, you know, 16th to 19th for novels.
I'll just start reading books between now and then.
There you go. That would really throw me off my game, Ryan. I wouldn't know what to pick after that. I'd be like, well, Ryan, about all the...
I mean, wow. Answers, all the Jeopardy Ryan questions. Is well-rounded and everything.
Ryan's done a lot of reading between now and now and then. All right, excellent. Well, thank you for that lovely sentiment. And Ryan, I'm looking forward to your book recommendations. And to everyone listening, please remember to like, rate, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.